Okay, dear colleagues, dear friends, dear students, welcome to the Resources 2018 International Conference. And thank you for being here, in spite of different strikes in France, but also in Brazil and in some other countries. Bienvenue, welcome, is written in 20 languages, each of them spoken by some of you, except perhaps the last one, meaning Selim, and which is written in a very old language, Sumerian, which was spoken in the scribal school 4,000 years ago. And Christine Proust, in her lecture tonight, will develop more about the work of teachers in these very ancient schools. Actually, you came from 30 countries, from the five continents, from United States to New Zealand, from South Africa to Norway, a diversity which constitutes certainly an asset for enriching our discussion about the work of teachers. It's Jean-Pierre Rabatel which designed this map, inspiring map. Thank you, Jean-Pierre. I am introducing this opening ceremony on behalf of the scientific committee of the conference. Then it will be the turn of Jean-François Pinton, the president of ENS, then Gilles Aldon, and then Sophie Souris-Lavergne. This conference stands 10 years after the introduction of a new theoretical framework, the so-called documentational approach to didactics. 10 years ago, we felt, Jusen Godet and me, the necessity of a new approach to teachers' work in a time of digital metamorphosis of the support of teaching and learning. We considered this approach as a holistic one, aiming to capture the complexity of teachers' work in its scope and continuity through their interaction with resources and with other actors and teaching of learning process. Of course, any theory is never new, and this approach lies at the confluence of several approaches, the didactic of mathematics, of course, but also cognitive ergonomics, information architecture, information and communication sciences, research on textbooks and curriculum. I open a short parenthesis about the word confluence for underlining that the notion of confluence is at the heart of Lyon, this city, due to its position at the confluence of two rivers, the Rhône and the Saône. We are now here, and we will be tomorrow there, exactly at the confluence point, at the extreme tip of the peninsula. It could be considered as a productive metaphor, a confluence moving toward a confluence point. Okay, after this geographical statement, back to the theoretical approach. For the last 10 years, this approach has been enriched by interaction with other research cultures, other fields of education. It has been deepened through international research program and as part of PhD. And the Young Researcher Workshop following this conference will be a good occasion for crossing these works. The conference that opens today is an opportunity to measure progress and to envision missing resources and future research programs. And now a last word about the Calder's Mobile, which is at the top of the conference poster. It was already on the cover of our first book 10 years ago, and we had written a short text for justifying this choice. Each mobile combines dynamics and stability, invariance and movement, like the genesis at the heart of this book. It reminds us that the most profound tendency of each human activity is a march toward equilibrium, following the sentence of Piaget in 1974. And more precisely, this mobile of Calder is part of Calder's series of gong, sound mobiles, thanks to collision between metallic and metallic elements produced during their movement, visual and auditory development, visible and invisible resources. Finally, it speaks about the individual, about interaction, about collective, about the necessary commitment of each to a common work. So, interesting ideas for opening this conference. And now I give the floor to Jean-François Pinton, who is president of ENS de Lyon. Thank you, Jean-François, for being here. And thanks to the French Institute of Education and to ENS de Lyon for strongly supporting this conference.
Hello. Welcome to ENS de Lyon. Thank you for being here. I was absolutely delighted to learn that strikes don't only happen in France. So, that's a huge benefit. You know, I've mostly spent the last 3 weeks apologizing for the French strikes. So it makes a change. Thank you for being here. Thank you for the topic, which is a very important one. But before saying how much important it is for us, let me describe a little bit about where we are. We're a very small research university in international language. We call it École Normale, but no one knows what the name stands for. You know, École Normale Supérieure norm refers to the norm that was supposed to be set for teaching and all this, and supérieure is only referring to the norm. Some people misplace where the supérieure should be. So, we're a small research university. We have about 2,000 students. We intake 500 every year. We have a competition for this that probably gathers more than 15,000 applicants. So people that are here, it's really because they want to. You know, they prepare for long studies, not easy ones. After their bachelor's, they've had 2 years of education, sometimes three. They're going to spend another four with us, and then they do a PhD, which is another three. So I don't know. I often say that the time being spent with us is probably longer than most civil unions. So, you really want to be here and do something related to the world of knowledge. That is, you've decided that exploring the little path of knowledge in whatever field you want is something really desirable. You didn't come for money, obviously. You probably didn't come for fame as well. You come because acquiring knowledge, transmitting knowledge, is really something that you want to do with your life. And as far as I'm concerned, I don't know of any other better job in the world. So then, you know, seriously, I always tell the students when they come in here that, I haven't worked a single day in my life. I'm closing to be on the older side of society. And I think spending your life with knowledge is just a fantastic landscape. So resources, teaching students is really something we're concerned with. I'd like to thank the organizers, Gilles, Sophie, and Luc, and all the others that have collaborated for putting this together. It's 3 days meeting, it's a long meeting, so I hope it will be a very profitable one. It's just fantastic that there's people from so many countries. The thing that I've noticed by mainly learning the titles of the talks and a little bit of details that were given to me is that you're really engaged in something that we here should be spending more time on, that is having students, pupils, becoming part of the class and teachers as being makers of the right conditions. People aren't fed any longer. I mean, in no science that I know of, in no disciplines that I've been engaged with, do you find pupils or students that just come here to be fed, whatever, and the teacher to be, like right next to God. That doesn't exist any longer. And the job we have is to create the conditions where the desire for learning the desire for developing your own abilities and using your own critical mind is what is needed. And this is complicated because we are, at least I, come from a background which wasn't like that, right? So we have to do something that is very hard to do, is to believe that people should not be taught the way we've been taught. You know, like I keep, Luc knows that, I keep fighting here because what professors at the École Normale want the students to know is what they knew at the same age. Possibly with a 20% augmentation, because you have very bad memories of what you knew. I think people should keep their grades forever. And sometimes you could go back to what your grades were at that time and look at, oof, maybe I did not. And then that conception of having teachers that are makers as well and pupils that are engaged into doing something with you is the best guarantee to what is the biggest danger we all face, is when we've repeated something often enough, we believe it's true. You just, I don't know you, I know I've been caught by my students several times in repeating something that I thought was true, and in fact I just didn't understand it really. I was short of a real understanding of the thing, and then the students ask a question, and you go like, let's talk about it next week. And then you spend the week working on it, which is fine. So that new way of learning also has to do with our digital societies. We can't ignore the fact that it is changing, and that we have to do something in between using those digital resources the right way and having people just relying on them. You know, we've had a government in France that believed that if you buy a tablet to every student 10-year-old, they will learn better. Except for selling tablets, I don't know what good it does to education. Okay, so and the kids are very much willing to sort of melt their brains in front of these screens. So in between using these resources and creating again the fact that the resource is a source of knowledge and not a source of washing out your brains is complicated. So you have the right difficulty of taking these things into account, and I have to say, and I'm sorry, I'm giving the credit to that community, but I have to say that the math community has been tremendously helpful in trying to set new practice, in leading the way into how we have to change, how we have to use our brains in order to learn and just not remember things, which is, yeah. So this is slowly getting into other disciplines. To be honest, I'm a physicist, right? So I'll be very glad when it gets into physics. But that's biology, languages. Languages is a very good one because, you know, knowing words tell you a lot about how you don't understand them in your own language. So it's important. It really is important. Just to give you one number. I told you we're a very small research university here, right? We account for 30% of professors in French universities have been educated here in Lyon. That's a large number, right? So if you want to set practices and maybe tell people to change, this is a large number, okay? So when we try to think about the way, when you help us, because you do, there's feedbacks on those conferences, when you help us reflect on our practices, change things, maybe we make progress. And if we make progress, maybe it has some future in the system. So thank you so much for helping. I hope you have, some sun. I don't know. France has turned to English weather. It's pretty nice in the garden, but, you know, people like me do miss the sun. So I hope they have the best of the time, and thank you for being here.
C'est un jeu de chaise. Dear colleagues, saying that I am pleased to welcome you in the name of the Eductis team is not only a formal sentence. I am pleased because this conference and your attendance to this conference is a testimony of the importance of the work done during these 10 past years, and as well as the vivacity of the international network working on teacher resources in a transition time. I am pleased because this international conference is the third that Eductis has organized in the four last years. Each of them being the result of a urge and important research work with colleagues all around the world. The three of them have to do with technology, collaborative research, and mathematics. 2 years ago, the 64th CEM conference was held in Lyon. In July 2017, the conference, the 13th International Conference on Technology for Mathematics Teaching was held in this room. And finally, this one, which is born from the initial work of Ghislaine Godet and Luc Trouche in the National Institute of Educational Research and fed by the network of collaboration in all countries that are represented today, is a marvelous example of the constitution of an international network. I am pleased because the whole Eductis team at different levels has been involved at the preparation in the organization of this conference. Whether it is postdoctoral researchers, PhD students, teachers of primary and secondary schools working in the team, but also associate professors and professors and secretaries. It has been the case for the organization of this conference, but it is also an important specificity of the work of this research team. Research is methodologically grounded on design-based research or reflexive investigation. And in both cases, the collaborative work is at the core of our work, whether it is for research, for design, and, as shown in this opening, for the organization of international conferences. I am pleased also because the theme of this conference has been largely developed here by Luc, with all his PhD students coming from Senegal, Lebanon, China, Mexico, Algeria, Brazil, sometimes France, but also with all the team members in the frame of his work here in the Eductis team at the French Institute of Education. I am pleased because I am sure that the work that will be done during these 3 days will constitute an important milestone in the research about resources in the educational field. I am also pleased because by your presence here, you attest that the research about education that we are part of will continue, even if locally, I'm not sure that the Eductis team will survive after the end of this year in a time of reorganization of the French Institute of Education. But what is important is that the work done, the research issues we have been working on during these 10 past years, like the documentational approach, but also other important subjects, will continue to spread in the international research community. Finally, I am pleased because I am from Lyon, and I hope that you will have the opportunity to discover this beautiful city if Sophie and all the organizing committee let you some free time. I'm not sure of that. I'm sure that the 3 next days will bring a new impetus for all of us. Welcome in Lyon, and have a nice day and a beautiful conference.
So I will close this opening ceremony with some factual and practical information. I am Sophie Souris-Lavergne, in charge of the organization. And first, I would like to, it's really practical to know that we want to make a photo of a picture of all the assembly at noon after our first plenary lecture. So if our photographer, which is still here, will join us at noon, we will go in the main lobby, in the main hall, and we can have a picture with all everybody already arrived, and we hope that still some of our colleagues will be able to join us during the morning, because you know that some of them are not arrived because of the strikes. So at noon, at the end, just go out and follow the group in the middle of the lobby, and then we will make this first picture. En français, on fait une photo à midi de tout le monde. D'accord? On sort, on va au milieu du hall et le photographe a un moyen de nous avoir tous en un coup. Second, all the practical information will be given to you at the beginning of the every half on the morning and at the beginning of the afternoon. So I won't give you all the information for the 3 days, just the information for this morning, and then you will have the following information by other colleagues. But about the meal today, we will have a meal after the photo, after the picture. You go through the garden. It is the path with a label in the garden at Restaurant Descartes, which is the usual restaurant where we eat as a student and teachers. But we have a special room for us upstairs, so we'll be all together. Some other, a little bit more scientific information. You have a USB key. You know, we were able to prepare the proceeding before the conference, so it's, I think, a great opportunity for you to read the contribution of everybody before the conference or during the moment we work together. This is the USB key. It's like that, and to open it sometimes it's not so easy. You have a little... I don't know the name in English. So please don't throw it away because you think it's a token for something. It's just USB key. With also this paper, which is still a working paper, not the final paper about documentary approach of didactics for the Encyclopedia of Math Education. So you will have before everybody the text. You can read it. The last important information is the fact that you know that there will be a young researcher workshop after the main conference during 2 days, and there will be the opportunity for the young researcher to interact with plenary lecturer at this moment. Then, but everybody is allowed to pose questions, to make some reaction, and we collect this question and reaction and plenary lecturer will answer to this question and reaction during the young researcher workshop. To collect your question and reaction, there is a Google form, and you may have received a mail, but if not, it is possible to go on the conference website. You see here, why is it so ugly? You go on the Young Researcher Workshop here, and if you go down for Session A, you have a link to the Google form. And if you click here, you should be on the Google form. Put your name, it's really open. If you don't have an easy access to numerical devices, you can also write a paper and transmit it to Takeshi. Where are you, Takeshi? Stand up, please. So, si vous voulez faire des réactions à propos des conférences plénières, afin que vos réactions, vos questions soient discutées pendant le workshop jeunes chercheurs à l'issue de la conférence. Vous pouvez remplir un questionnaire en ligne. Je viens de vous montrer, on le retrouve le lien sur le site de la conférence, ou écrire un papier, le transmettre à Takeshi. And for easy access to digital resources and, for instance, to the website of the conference, you have a Wi-Fi access with a note on in your la pochette. But I want to say too that you can use EduRoam Wi-Fi if you have an EduRoam access from your university. Then it works here too. And if you have difficulties to use it from here, come to me or ask. And this is a better access because the other access sometimes don't work or stop. Okay. That's all the information.